Since the 1st of March, airline passenger volume in the United States has dropped by more than 80%. People are still allowed to fly, and freight terminals are busy, but the passenger numbers at the Reno Tahoe International Airport are down to a trickle. Our contributor Brian Bayhuth of the Sierra Nevada Ally visited the airport and has these details.
The main terminal at the Reno Tahoe International Airport was empty and quiet except for custodians clad in hooded white bodysuits, blue gloves, and masks. Brian Culpin is a spokesperson for the airport and says this is the quietest it's been since 9/11 or the Great Recession of 2008.
And of course, this has dropped off like a stone. That, you know, the recession was something that took place over time. You know, this has taken place over a two-week period.
The airfield's economic magnetism is evident in a 2018 study that shows the airports support nearly 25,000 associated jobs in the region and generate $3.1 billion in total economic impact. Brian Culpin says no layoffs are currently planned at the Airport Authority, but the next 2 years will be impacted.
We have literally taken a chainsaw to the remaining budget for this fiscal year and to the budget for next fiscal year. We have really, really gone after that to cut as close as we can to the bone.
The $2 trillion novel coronavirus federal relief package provides roughly $61 billion for grants to help pay aviation industry employee wages, contractors, and air carriers. 4.5 million people traveled through the Reno airport in 2019, and even though Reno's freight terminal is busier than ever, Culpin says federal loans and air cargo will not make up for the expected loss of passengers in 2020. For KUNR News, I'm Brian Bayhuth with the Sierra Nevada Ally.